although you've dropped a division, it's not as if this league's going to be boring this season, because you've got a local derby of Celtic Hearts, and it's still a pretty competitive league this season, despite being in the third tier.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, any league where Falkirk and Dunfermline play is going to have an added piece, a bit of spice, and you know, we're delighted and excited that we've got a Fife derby as well as the games against Falkirk. So that's great from a supporter's perspective, obviously, and from an attendance perspective. You just need to look at how competitive League One's been over the years to know that it's going to be a real battle, a battle that we're up for, and a battle that I think we've said, you know, the language that we've used is all about short-term, our objectives are let's win more football matches than we have been and let's see where that takes us, you know, and that's, you know, that's still where we sit. And it's exciting to go and play against those teams that we've not played for a while.
Absolutely. And as far as transfers are concerned, James McPake was saying he's not panicking because the market could liven up again in the coming weeks. How many more signings do you think you can get in the door before the end of August?
I don't know in terms of number, but you know, every day we're working on trying to strengthen the squad. You know, we've got we're really chuffed with the three that we've been able to bring in to this point. Obviously, Chris Hamilton, young player, local boy, but great experience playing at championship level from, you know, his loan at Arbroath, has settled so well into the group. You know, Kyle Benedictus as well, great leadership skills, a lot of experience that he's brought to a young group. So over the moon at how those two players have settled into the group. I know James is really happy with them as well. Young goalkeeper Max that's joined us from QPR, you know, that was the type of profile that we were looking for a goalkeeper. We'd looked at a few different ones. We're delighted to get that over the line. He's got a lot of great, you know, raw attributes that we think we can work with and develop. So, you know, yes, the target is to strengthen further. I think we have to accept, though, you know, with dropping down a division, what we're trying to do is recruit quality, not necessarily quantity, you know, and that might mean that we've got a smaller squad than we had previously. But our target is to be extremely competitive when that group go out onto the pitch.
Final question from me. I know you were at Nottingham Forest before you came here, and a week and a half from now, they start their first English Premier League campaign for more than 20 years. I just wanted to get a comment on your thoughts about them entering the top flight, because it's been a long time for them since they were back where many people believe they belong.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, as you know, somebody that gave up 5 years of my life pretty much working at that club, I'm over the moon to see them back in the Premier League. It's interesting, you know, when Steve Cooper, I remember Steve Cooper's first day, and he walked in and he gave a sort of speech to all the club staff, non-playing and non-footballing staff. And at that moment, I'm like, wow, this guy's got something special about him. And so I wasn't surprised to see how the sporting performances improved quite rapidly. And, you know, it's a massive club, huge fan base. And after 20, I think it's 23, 24 years that they've been in the Championship, to see them back in there is amazing. Still got a lot of friends working at the club and people associated with the club that I'm fond of. So I know they're all absolutely over the moon and delighted to be back there. And my goodness, they're going for it in terms of the transfer business that they're doing as well. So they mean business, and you know, I'm sure they'll complement the Premier League.
Brilliant, thank you.